Then Menelaus, lord of the war-cry, said, "Why under arms, dear brother? Will you call for a volunteer to look the Trojans over? Hardly one will take that duty on, I fear. Alone to circle and scout the dangerous enemy in the starry night, it will take nerve to do it." Agamemnon answered, "You and I must have some plan of action, Menelaus, and a good one, too, some plan to keep the troops and ships from ruin. Zeus's mood has changed. He cares for Hector's offerings more than ours. In my lifetime I have not seen or heard of one man doing in a day's action what Hector did to the Achaean army. One man, son of neither god nor goddess, in one day's action. But for years to come that havoc will be felt among the Argives. Go now. Wake Idomeneus and Ajax. Go on the run along the ships, and I will turn out Nestor if he'll come to join us at the first sentry post and give commands. He is the one they should most willingly obey. His own son heads a company with Idomeneus's lieutenant, Meriones. We put the sentries mainly in their charge." Said Menelaus in reply, "But how do you intend this order? Am I to stay with those two, waiting till you come, or track you on the run after I tell them?" The Lord Marshal Agamemnon answered, "Stay in their company. We might not meet coming and going. There are many paths through the encampment. When you go, speak out. Tell them to rouse themselves, but courteously, giving each man his patronymic and his rank. And do not feel it is beneath you. We must do service, too. That is the way the Lord Zeus burdened us when we were born." With these words, making clear what he commanded, he sent his brother off, while he himself went on toward Nestor. Close to his hut and ship he found him in a bed of fleece. Nearby his glinting arms were lying, a round shield, two lances, and a helmet burnished bright. There lay his many-faceted kilt or loin-guard, girded on when the old man armed for war to take his soldiers forward, undeterred by doleful age. He heaved up on his elbow, lifting his head, and peering in the dark, he asked, "Who are you, going about alone amid the host by night when others sleep? Looking for some stray mule or some companion? Speak, don't stand there silent, what do you want?" Then the Lord Marshal Agamemnon answered, "Nestor, son of Neleus, pride of Achaeans, know me for Agamemnon, son of Atreus, plunged by Zeus into the worst trouble a man could know. For as long as I draw breath, as long as my own legs will carry me,